I stand. In the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb. All your garments, spotless are they white as snow, are you washed in the blood of the Lamb. Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in His grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Oh, are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you walking daily by the Savior's side? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Do you rest each moment in the crucified? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Oh, are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? When the bridegroom cometh, will your robes be white? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Will your soul be ready for the body's bride and be washed in the blood of the Lamb? Oh, are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Lay aside the garments that are stained with sin. Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Well, there's a fountain flowing for the soul unclean. Oh, be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? When the bridegroom cometh, will your robes be white? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Will your soul be ready for the body's bride and be washed in the blood of the Lamb? Oh, are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Lay aside the garments that are stained with sin and be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, there's a fountain flowing for the soul unclean. Oh, be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Oh, are you washed in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments, spotless are they white as snow, are you washed in the blood of the Lamb. Amen. Good to be back in the house of the Lord. I have found a friend in Jesus. He's everything to me. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. He's the lily of the valley, and him alone I see. All I need to cleanse and make me fully whole. In sorrow, he's my comfort. In trouble, he's my stay. He tells me every care on him to roll. Hallelujah, he's the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. He has all my griefs have taken and all my sorrows borne. In temptation, he's my strong and mighty tower. I have all for him forsaken and all my idols torn from my heart, and now he keeps me by his power. World forsake me and Satan tempt me sore. Through Jesus I shall safely reach the goal. Hallelujah, he's the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. He'll never, never leave me, nor yet forsake me here, while I live by faith and do his blessed will. A wall of fire about me, I've nothing now to fear. With his manna, he my hungry soul shall fill. Then sweeping up to glory to see his blessed face, where rivers of delight shall ever roll. Hallelujah, he's the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. He all my griefs have taken and all my sorrows borne. In temptation, he's my strong and mighty tower. I have all for him forsaken and all my idols torn. He keeps me by his power. Though all the world forsake me and Satan tempt me sore, through Jesus I shall safely reach the goal. Hallelujah, he's the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. He'll never, never leave me, nor yet forsake me here, while I live by faith and do his blessed will. A wall of fire about me, I've nothing now to fear. With his manna, he my hungry soul shall fill. Then sweeping up to glory to see his blessed face, where rivers of delight shall ever roll. Hallelujah, he's the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul.
Amen. Let's bow our hearts in prayer. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, O God, for the privilege we have to come to this place to worship you. Thank you, O God, for the blood of Jesus Christ that cleanses us from sin, that's made a way for us to come before a throne of mercy and grace in this hour of judgment. Lord, we pray that as our brother stands behind the pulpit, that you would anoint him for the message, anoint our hearts to receive. Father, we thank you for your bounty. May this offering be used for the upbuilding of your kingdom. We'll give you the praise, the honor, and glory for what's accomplished as we dedicate ourselves to you. In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Well, if you're in the battle for the Lord and right, keep on the firing line. If you win, my brother, surely you must fight. Keep on the firing line. Oh, there are many dangers that we all must face. If we die fighting, it is no disgrace. A coward in the service, he will find no place. So keep on the firing line. Oh, you must fight, be brave against all evil. Never run or even lag behind. If you would win for God and the right, just keep on the firing line. God will only use a soldier he can trust. Keep on the firing line. If you wear a crown, then bear the cross you must. Keep on the firing line. Life is but to labor for the master dear. Help to banish evil and to spread good cheer. Great you'll be rewarded for your service here. So keep on the firing line. Oh, you must fight, be brave against all evil. Never run or even lag behind. If you would win for God and the right, just keep on the firing line. When we get to heaven, brother, we'll be glad. Keep on the firing line. I will praise the Savior for the call we had. Keep on the firing line. When we see the souls that we have helped to win, leading them to Jesus from the paths of sin, with a shout of welcome we will all march in. So keep on the firing line. Oh, you must fight, be brave against all evil. Never run or even lag behind. If you would win for God and the right, just keep on the firing line. God will only use a soldier he can trust. Keep on the firing line. If you wear a crown, then bear the cross you must. Keep on the firing line. Life is but to labor for the master dear. Help to banish evil and to spread good cheer. Great you'll be rewarded for your service here. So keep on the firing line. Oh, you must fight, be brave against all evil. Never run or even lag behind. If you would win for God and the right, just keep on the firing line. When we get to heaven, brother, we'll be glad. Keep on the firing line. I will praise the Savior for the call we had. keep on the firing line. When we see the souls that we have helped to win, leading them to Jesus from the paths of sin, with a shout of welcome we will all march in. So keep on the firing line. Oh, you must fight, be brave against all evil. Never run or even lag behind. If you would win for God and the right, just keep on the firing line. Oh, you must fight, be brave against all evil. Never run or even lag behind. If you would win for God and the right, just keep on the firing line.
Amen. Let's sing On the Wings of a Dove.
Noah had drifted on the floods many days. He searched for land in various ways. Troubles he had some, but not from above. God gave him his sign on the wings of a dove, on the wings of a snow-white dove. God sends his pure, sweet love, a sign from above, on the wings of a dove. Jesus, our Savior, came to earth one day. He was born in a stable, in a manger of hay. Though he rejected, but not from above, God gave us his sign on the wings of a dove, on the wings of a snow-white dove. God sends his pure, sweet love, a sign from above, on the wings of a dove. Though I had suffered in many a way, I cried for healing both night and day. Faith wasn't forgotten by the Father above. He gave me his sign on the wings of a dove, on the wings of a snow-white dove. God sends his pure, sweet love, a sign from above, on the wings of a dove. Though I had suffered in many a way, I cried for healing both night and day. Faith wasn't forgotten by the Father above. He gave me His Son on the wings of a dove, on the wings of a snow-white dove. God sends His pure, sweet love, a sign from above, on the wings of a dove.
Amen. You may be seated. Brother Robbie, would you come?
When I look around and see the good things He does for me, I know I'm unworthy of them all. And for His blessings He freely gives, I owe my life to Him. I've got so much to thank Him for. And I've got so much to thank Him for, so much to praise Him for. You see, He's been so good to me. And when I think of what He's done and where He brought me from, I've got so much to thank Him for. And sometimes while on this way I stop, I kneel and I say, thank You, Lord, for all You've done for me. And I know one day I'll reach heaven, sure. Oh, please let me kneel once more. I've got so much to thank Him for. I've got so much to thank Him for, so much to praise Him for. You see, He's been so good to me. And when I think of what He's done and where He brought me from, I've got so much to thank Him for. And when I think of what He's done and where He brought me from, I've got so much to thank Him for.
Amen. Did you enjoy that? Amen. Amen. Let's stand. We're going to change the order of the service and ask Brother Joe to come. As he's coming, let's sing, "There's Power in the Blood." Well, would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you o'er evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. Oh, there is power, power, oh, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, there is power, power, oh, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be free from your passion and pride? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Come for a cleansing to Calvary's tide. There's wonderful power in the blood.
Wonder-working power. Oh, in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, there is power, power, wonder-working power. Precious blood of the Lamb. Oh, would you be wide, much wider than snow? Oh, yes, there's power in the blood. Power in the blood. Oh, there is power, power, wonder-working power. Oh, yes, Lord. Power, power, wonder-working power. Blood of the Lamb. Oh, hallelujah. Certainly thankful for that this evening. Amen. It's good to be in the house of the Lord with you once again this evening. I hope you had a good day in the Lord. And amen. Just expecting the Lord to move one more time and come and minister to each and every one of our needs. Amen. That's what it's all about tonight. And I know the Lord, where two or three are gathered in His name, He's going to be in our midst. Amen. And where He is, something always transpires.
Amen.
Amen. I want to dip in tonight. I don't yes. Pass me not, O gentle Savior. Oh, hear my humble cry. Well, God bless you. If you got your Bibles this evening, we'll get right into the Word tonight and certainly enjoy the presence of the Lord this morning. And I was sending back there and listening to On the Fire and Line. And man, I was just, the Lord just surely is in our presence. And I think He's going to speak to somebody's heart tonight. And we'd like to minister out of Psalms 23 and speak on the anointed melody within. The anointed melody within. And I always loved Psalms 23. It's just always spoke volumes to me. And I would like to pick up here. We'll go through, if we have time, to get through a lot of Psalms, if the Lord's willing. And if He's not, we'll just preach by inspiration. And when He's done, we're done. Psalms 23 verse 1 says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want."
Amen.
Isn't it powerful?
Amen.
How David just expresses his heart. Lord, You're Jehovah's shepherd. Without You, I'm nothing. And he starts his psalms out. And you'll watch, he's constantly putting it all. The Lord, You're my shepherd. He maketh me to lay down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thou rod and Thou staff, Thou comfort me. Amen. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. And Brother Brown would pick that up and say, how marvelous it is to be anointed in the presence of our enemy.
Amen.
For Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Amen.
How many's excited about being anointed in the presence of your enemy? And the beauty of this is, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, He's with me.
Right.
Amen. He's always a step ahead. He's working in our future. He's been in our past. He's living in our future, or present. He's working in our future. That's the mighty God that David knew about. Amen. Do you know about him tonight? Amen. Let's read one more passage of scripture. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 19. Do you love the Lord? But be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Not as much as emotion, but a melody. Giving thanks always for all things unto God the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Can we pray? Lord Jesus, we thank you for this opportunity, Lord, that you have given us to minister your precious word, Lord. We pray, Lord God, that you'll come one more time, Lord God, and minister to the needs, Lord. We're a needful people, Lord, from the pulpit to the back door. Lord God, we need you more now than ever. Lord, we pray, Lord God, that you'll pour out your spirit among us, Lord God, and minister to each and every one of our needs, Lord. And we commit this service into your hands in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you. You can have your seats this evening. Like I said, we'd like to take a few moments tonight and minister on the anointed melody within. And we spoke this morning, kind of building up to it. This was actually part three to what we was preaching on back in December. I preached this at home just a few weeks or this past Wednesday. But it was leading up, it was celebrating the answer before it ever arrives. And we looked at Abraham's life for a moment this morning. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body dead or the deadness of Sarah's womb. But yet he just got stronger in faith and praising, giving glory unto God, a melody from his heart. So we realize a melody represents an inner spiritual joy and singing praises to God from the deepest part of one's being, regardless of circumstances. Amen. So no matter what you're going through, amen, there's something about you that never quits playing the melody that God has lit in your life. It's symbolizing a continuous internal attitude of worship. And we find that in Abraham's life as everything in natural was pointing to defeat. But Abraham chose to take God at his word and begin to play the melody out of his life as he begins to tell his wife, go ahead, get the room ready, get prepared, get the baby clothes ready. We got a promised son, no doubt. Amen. Abraham fought the voices of unbelief and doubt and fear and doubt. But he had something within him that kept raising up against that. And I thank God that we have a melody in our hearts that hell didn't give it to us and hell can't take it away. Amen. The melody is when your future starts talking before your situation ever changes. Melody is what God said that keeps playing no matter what you're going through. Every promise in the book is mine. Every chapter, every verse, every line. Now, Brother Bram would take this little portion of a quote and he'd begin to talk about Father Abraham. And he said, Abraham just looking, saying, praise God. Amen. I own that mountain. Yeah. I own that mountain. I own that and I own this and I own that. It's all mine. He says, amen, that's the way it is. Everything in the Bible belongs to me. I'm Abraham's son. Can I have an amen? Amen. I'm Abraham's seed. You're Abraham's seed. He says, but you see, you have to come to the clearinghouse first to get it right. And he says, get back over into the promised land where the Holy Spirit's just melody in your heart every day. And you're living a life, oh, he says, oh my, the glory of God pouring upon you the sweetness of the Lord Jesus. And he says, oh, that's real. That's real. Then it's just something in your heart holds you. Oh, you thank for the anchor. He said the anchor holds. Brother Bram, did you keep your religion? No, it kept me. Amen. When I was ready to give up, it kept playing out of my life. When I was ready to quit, the quitter wasn't inside of me. Aren't you thankful for the baptism of the Holy Ghost here this evening? And he goes on, he said, that's real. That something in your heart holds you. My anchor holds within the veil. Amen. It's something within you that's stirring you right now. Right now in this service. Something's happening. Remember, we are influenced by the world above or the world beneath. We're somebody's prisoner here this evening. You can listen to the voices that are below and you'll live a discouraged life. You'll be negative all the time. Amen. That's all you want to talk about, your problems and church problems, situations, circumstances. Oh, but you get that brother that's influenced by the world above. Amen. And like David, a man after God's own heart. Someone who desires and his actions are in line with God's word or will. Amen. He's positive. He loves the Lord. He wants to come to church when the doors are open. He wants to lift his hands when the praise and worship is going on. He wants to say amen and punctuate the word with an amen. He wants to give his all. He wants to talk about the goodness of God. When all hell is crumbling around him, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Amen. Hallelujah. And there come a time, David was out in the fields of Jesse, attending to a few sheep. And he took a role because his other brothers were so much bigger and stronger and maybe played the part of a warrior in this natural life. And his daddy just gave him maybe a job out in the fields to occupy his mind and get his mind off the battle. But it come a time when the Lord moved upon Samuel to go down to the house of Jesse for one purpose, to anoint the next king. Could you imagine Samuel going down to the house of Jesse? And he tells Jesse, he says, today the Lord has sent me here to anoint a man to be king. And Jesse goes out and prepares his sons. And Eliab, the strongest, the eldest, the biggest, the strongest, the oldest, came through first. And he was rejected. The other five or six brothers came through. And one by one, Samuel was rejecting every one of them. And Samuel knew his word could not come back void. He said, Jesse, do you have one more? Do you have another? I know the Lord sent me here for a reason. And no doubt it took everything Jesse had and said, oh yeah, we got one more. But he's the run of the litter. He ain't much to look upon. He don't have broad shoulders like Eliab. He ain't as strong as his other brothers. Go get him. Fetch him. Bring him here. Can you imagine going down there calling because David was elected? Oh, church, God knew exactly who he sent Samuel for. It wasn't an accident that David was attending sheep. Are you hearing me, somebody? Amen. It's not an accident. The things he went through in this life, God's got, our great shepherd has everything in control. He had David right where he wanted him. Amen. And then when David came in the room in the presence of Samuel, the scriptures declares, he said, this is him. The world said no, but God said, this is my man. Then the scripture says in Samuel, 1 Samuel 16 and 13, then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. Brother Bram says he poured the oil on little old David's head. And from that day, the Holy Spirit was with David. God was with him. A God melody began to play from that day forward. Brother Bram says, then when God elects you, then calls you, and you heeded to the call, then he pours the anointing oil on you, the Holy Ghost. What does the oil represent in the Bible? The Holy Spirit. He says when he poured the oil upon you, he baptized him with the Holy Spirit in a symbol form. Listen to what he says here. He says, amen. He backs himself like I do. I hope you get that, he says. Oh, he said, that just come fresh. He poured the oil upon him, just went all over him, the whole horn full of it. Amen. He says, not sparingly. And that's the way God pours the Holy Ghost on a man, not sparingly, just baptize him into it, anointing him with the Spirit. He says, notice, he right then, when the anointing struck David, he was positionally placed as a king. To the world, he was a shepherd boy. To the world, he's a ruddy kind of guy, a shrimp, a nobody. God's fixing to make him a somebody. He says, as soon as anointing struck him, he was positionally placed as a king. He says, you are placed positionally in Christ Jesus as kings and priests. He says, is that right? The moment you receive the Holy Spirit, God places you in a kingdom, an heir. He says, what a beautiful picture. There you are. From the moment that David was anointed to be king, amen, he was positionally placed as a king. No weapon formed against David could prosper. Hallelujah. It's a life established in your heart. Quicken every word for this age, the Holy Spirit. Now, if we can positionally place ourselves, Brother Brown says, in his will, it's over. Amen. When David was anointed and he was a positionally placed as a king, it's over. Right. Now, we're going to go through some things this morning that David faced and the melody that was expressed out of his heart. But listen, friends, there was no weapon formed against David could keep him from reigning as king. Hallelujah. Amen. And now he says, now if we're positionally placed ourselves in his will, he said, it's over. If you're sealed with the baptism of the Holy Ghost, brothers and sisters, the scripture tells us and the prophet echoed it, you're sealed to the day of your redemption. And nothing, once he seals that product, he knows every curve it's going to take, every mountain it's going to climb, every desert that's going to go through, every river that's going to cross, every circumstance, every situation. It's all been accounted for. But he sealed you with confidence that you're going to make it, church. Hallelujah. He says, now David was called by election. He was elected. Called, anointed, and placed. Yes, sir. See, elected by God, called from the sheep herding to be a king. Anointed and positionally placed. When he was called upon, when he did, one of the first things he did after he was anointed and positionally placed, Saul was tormented with the spirit of hell. Right. Yeah. And they finally called upon David to come down there and begin to play his harp. And David began to play a melody from his heart. And when the melody came out, what was tormenting Saul could not stay in that kind of atmosphere. Saul had a tormenting spirit about, but David had an anointed melody. Oh, my soul thirsts after God. And he said, no wonder he could play the evil spirits away with his music. Listen to what Brother Branham says. And he had something to play about. He said it was coming, Brother Nick, from his heart. It wasn't coming from emotions. It's conveyed. But it was coming from his heart. And Saul's tried everything. But those demons didn't have an answer for David's atmosphere. His anointed melody. Oh, church, he just kept moving on. But before David ever fought his Goliath, he had to fight real battles of voices and doubt. Samuel 17 and 28 says, David spake to the men that stood by him, saying, what shall be done to the man that killeth this Philistine and take away the reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine? They should defile the armies of a living God. For the people answered him after this matter, saying, so shall it be done to the man that killed him. And Eliab, his eldest brother. Now remember, no doubt he's already thinking, you know what? He's down here trying to take this away from us too. He's feeling the feelings of rejection. And jealousy is already sinking in. And then now this has become voices unto David before he ever faces his Goliath. And Eliab, his eldest brother, heard when he spoke unto the men. And Eliab's anger was kindled against David. He was stirred up. And he said, why comest thou down hither? And with whom hast thou left those few sheep in the wilderness? I know thy pride and thy naughtiness of thy heart. For thou art come down that thou mightest see the battle. So Eliab tells him, why are you here? He's misjudging him. He's watching those few sheep out there. He's minimizing his assignment. I know your pride. He's attacking David's heart. Eliab tried to reduce David back to where he came from. Who's attending to those few sheep that you're over? You're too small. You're not good enough. You've got a bad past. You've got sins that's continually haunting you. He's fighting battles, real battles, before he ever fights his giant. Voices of doubt and voices of fear and voices of his past. I say he's the same devil today that's whispering in your ears before you ever fight your Goliath. You're not good enough. You're not big enough. You're not popular enough. You're a nobody. Nobody loves you. What are you doing here anyhow? Hell's war against David didn't stop the melody. Time didn't start it, and time can't stop it. You can't redefine what God has already approved. Hell tried to define David. Hell tried to define you by your past, but the melody is playing your predestinated music. It's screaming out your true identity. The voices of hell can never drown out the melody that's been lit by Almighty God. There's something within us. There's a fire that's a burning. A light that's been lit by God. He ignited something in a believer's heart. No breezes can blow it out. There's no cold spells in the church. No difference among the people. No persecution of this world that can blow out the flame that God has lit. Can you say praise the Lord? For it's God's purpose that his torchlight of freedom will burn until the coming of the Lord. No powers can blow it out. Wind doesn't put out God's fire. It fans the trials. And the trials don't weaken you. They reveal the power of the melody within you. You're elected. You're called, you're anointed, you're placed. Watch out, devils. And Saul said to David, another voice, thou art not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for thou art but a youth, and he a man of war from his youth. Saul tried to define David by what he wasn't. The voice of discouragement telling you can't. But I'm a gospel preacher telling you tonight that you can. Every promise in the book is yours this evening. The devil's a liar. He's a thief. He's only trying to drag you down and pull you back down into discouragement. But I'm like David. Lord, thou art my shepherd. I shall not want. You're making me to lay down in green pastures. You restored my soul. You're with me in the valley of the shadow of death. Surely goodness and mercy are going to follow me all the days of my life. Hallelujah. The voice of discouragement and the voice of doubt didn't stop the melody. But David leaned into the principle of God's word. And we find it all through Psalms. Psalms 119 and 27 says, make me understand the way of thy precepts. Now, precepts is a detailed direction, step-by-step way to achieve it. Hallelujah. Amen. So shall I talk of thy wonderful ways. So if I stay in the divine instructions of God, if I stay in the divine instructions of God, I'm going to have praise and worship. I'm going to be able to testify that God's not dead. He's alive. Amen. Long as I walk in the way of the Lord, amen, I'm going to be able to tell of thy wonderful works. Amen. In the 45th verse, it said, I will walk in liberty. I'll worship in my worship expressed, for I seek thy precepts. 69 verse says, the proud have forged a lie against me, but I will keep thy precepts with my whole heart. 93rd verse says, I will never forget thy precepts, for with them thou hast quickened me, or knighted me. Hallelujah. The wicked had laid a snare for me. In the 110th verse, yet I erred not from thy precepts. Psalms 19 and 8 says, the statutes of the Lord are right, and rejoice in the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, in the lightning of the eyes. Hallelujah. David seemed to have supernatural headphones on. He wasn't affected by the voices that are around him. That's what headphones do. Now, I mean, we've gone a long way from headphones. Now we got, what does it call them? A little earbuds that we put in our ears. And Brother Joe wears them all the time. I don't know if he's talking to himself or talking to somebody. He lets me know real quick. But they're designed to deafen the voices around you. Now they came out with some good ones. My pastor gave me, I can go on an airplane ride and I can put them on and it silences the voices around me. Oh, glory. But I can play what I want to hear in my ears. And David was determined to hear only the precepts of God. Hallelujah. Amen. When the voices around us said, David, you're not good enough. You're not big enough. You're not good enough. You'll never make it. They were deafened. They fell deafened unto him. He had supernatural earphones on like Jonathan did when he was coming back from the battle and everybody was tired and wore out and the king made a decree not to eat, not to drink, not to revive, not to draw strength. But Jonathan had supernatural headphones on. And when he came to that honeycomb that was predestinated for him, he took his rod and he dipped it down into the honeycomb. And he drawed strength for the battle. Listen, them voices is only scarecrows tonight, trying to scare you away from the strength that you really need, church. I'm here to tell you tonight, there's strength here tonight. There's a honeycomb predestinated just for you and your family. Don't listen to the lies of Eliab or the lies of Saul. Don't believe it tonight. That honeycomb was there just for you tonight. Take your rod and dip it down to that supernatural honey. And when the scripture said when Jonathan took the honey and put it upon his lips, his eyes was enlightened. Hallelujah. He's the same God here tonight, church. There's honey in the rock for you tonight too. Brother Brown says you had to become part of the word to know God's symphony. His symphony is when it's playing, you understand. You're marching with the beat of the time. You're watching for it. We get into the beat of the word for a purpose, the hour that we're living. Get in the rhythm of it. So a symphony is structured. It's ordered. How many's heard one before? Everything's timed. Every note has its place. It's got its timing. It's got its purpose. It's not random. It's composed. Predestinated, arranged. Just for that song. The symphony is God's plan. The precepts is the instructions or notes. The melody is playing it out in your life. The word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Amen. David knew all about the principle. The melody you live. Listen to this statement. The melody that you live comes from the precepts that you follow. Hallelujah. Now, Brother Ram said it like this. The next night coming back, there was a man there who wanted to argue with me a little bit. He wanted a church that didn't believe in divine healing. This was a Methodist church, White Hill, Kentucky. He said he was standing outside and he had a lantern in his hand. And he said, I want to say something, preacher. I just accept that because I could see it. You can see it. He said, no. He said, I'm a sick man myself, but he said, I just can't see it. He said, why do you live? Where do you live? He said, back over the bigger. I said, well, how are you going to get home? He said, well, I'm going to walk home. I said, can you see your home? He said, no, sir. I said, off of dark tonight. It's cloudy. He said, yes. I said, how are you going to get home? He said, by this lantern. I said, a lantern shows you the light all the way to your house. He said, how do you get there? He said, oh, I walk by the lantern. I said, that's it. You've got a light of the lantern now. Every time you step this way, the light will keep showing on ahead of you, on ahead of you. It just keep walking. The light keeps revealing. And you do this morning. You want to walk, want Christ, the great high priest. He's an intercessor for your sickness and diseases. But we're commanded to walk in the light, and he is the light. You make one step in the light, and when you got the light with you, the light will shine until the perfect day. It'll keep the path for you. He's a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path. It's a divine principle. It's the divine instructions. It's God's precepts. And his precepts will lead you all the way home. How many wants to follow that tonight?
Amen.
Now, 2 Chronicles 20. There's a great army surrounding the children of God. Surrounded. They were surrounded multitudes. Many armies. They was outclassed. They was outnumbered. But in the 15th verse, it says, the battle is not yours, but God's. They didn't just feel something. They followed something. Precepts is a divine instrument or appointed steps. They stayed in the precepts even when they didn't make sense. They was outnumbered. They was outclassed. And we find the scripture saying, listen, they was outnumbered. They was overwhelmed. And the prophet began to seek God. Jehoshaphat began to seek God. And God answered him with divine instructions. You should not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves. In other words, assigned position. Stand firm. Take your position. Set yourselves. Stand ye still. Remain within the principles or the precepts of God. And you'll see the salvation. You'll perceive. You'll be a witness of his deliverance. You'll be a witness of his victory. Of the Lord with you. All Judea and Jerusalem. Fear not. For dismayed. For tomorrow go out against him. For the Lord be with you. Amen. When God owns the battle, your role shifts from fighting to following. Amen. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground. And Judea and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. And the Levites and the children of Kohathites, the children of Korahites, stood up and praised the Lord God of Israel with a loud voice on high. Sound like there's a revival in the midst of the greatest battle they ever seen. All great armies was rallying together against this one army. But God, who's rich in mercy, began to give them divine instructions. This is not your battle. This is the Lord's battle. He wasn't telling them to be lazy. He was telling them to position yourself. Stand still in my principles and my precepts. Follow the light as the light gives you guidance. And in that precept, they begin to worship the Lord with melody. And they rose up early in the morning and went to the wilderness of Tekoa. And they went forth. Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Hear me, O Judea, you inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Believe in the prophets, so you shall be prosper." When he consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord. And they should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army. And they'll say, "Praise the Lord. For his mercy endured forever." They walked in the precepts and released a melody from within. If God would give you a spirit, the Holy Spirit, utterly destroy sin out of your life. Move on. Nothing can stop this church. They may call you fanatic. They might call you a simple pack of a Bible. They may say you're a holy roller. Nothing is going to stand in God's church. She's moving toward Canaan. She's moving to a promise. If you don't go, God's going to take them that will go. There's nothing. It's an irresistible force. Amen. Hallelujah. A believer walking in the precepts of God and divine instructions. Amen. And on the melody that is betraying out of their life. I tell you, church, you are an irresistible force. You want to know what that means? Well, I'm so glad you asked. It's something that's strong. It's something strong that no opposition can hold it back. No obstacle can stop its movement. Hallelujah. It will accomplish what it was sent out to do. It's irresistible. It cannot be resisted. It's a force, a power, a strength, an influence, a power that nothing can successfully stand against. I'm talking about a believer with the baptism of the Holy Ghost sealed to the day of your redemption. I say this evening, you are an irresistible force. As long as you're walking in the light of God's promised word, you are an invincible army. If God be for me, who can be against me? Tell you, David walked by the principles. He walked by the precepts of God's divine instructions. He says, "Lord, let me walk in your light. Let me walk in your precepts, and I'll tell everyone of your wonderful works. How you delivered me from a javelin. How you rescued me from a cave. How you helped me down there Ziklag. I'll tell of your wonderful works, Lord. You led me to the cave. You led me down there. Amen. When Saul was going to try to take my life, you led me. You're my shepherd. You're the one that leads me, Lord God. And as long as I'm following your precepts, I'm going to worship the God that's enforcing my steps. Amen. That's embracing me. That's enforcing me. That's giving me the strength to take another step. Amen. A power that nothing, can you say nothing?
Nothing.
Can successfully stand against. Walking in the precepts and releasing this melody. It's a power nothing can successfully stand against. And when they begin to sing, the 22nd verse. And when they begin to sing in their position, when they were standing still, they begin to sing and praise. And the Lord can't help himself. Remember this morning. You dig your ditches. The water's coming. They begin to walk in the precepts. And the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir. That great army, they thought for sure they was going to be able to overtake this little army. Oh, church, but God, who's rich in mercy. Amen. When God is in it, the minority was Moses going down. Amen. To take an army over. Amen. The size of Russia. Brother Brown says a one man invasion. God and humanity working through humanity. Is not the minority any longer. He's the majority. And he's not walking in his own ways. Moses said, he told Moses to go down and tell them, let my people go. He was walking in his precepts. It was a divine instruction. And when Moses got there, amen, his God was there to perform the great works and the power of Almighty God. As he began to call flies and they began to plague Egypt to a place. It says, you, Nick, get you and your family, get all you got and get out of here. Moses walking in the precepts of God was an irresistible force. Amen. As big as Pharaoh and his army was, they could not contain him. They could not stop him. They could not defeat him. Are you hearing me tonight? Hey, but I'm talking about you tonight. If you're walking in the precepts of God, the enemy ain't big enough. Your trial ain't great enough. And they begin to praise the Lord. And the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which came against Judah, and they were smitten. For the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir, utterly slayed and destroyed them. That made an end of the inhabitants of Seir. Every one helped to destroy another. God don't do something halfway, church.
Amen.
Ambushments is a hidden setup, a sudden strike. Attack the other side never saw coming. The enemy may release it.
Yep, that's right.
The scripture does say, every weapon formed against you. There are going to be weapons formed against you, but none of them is going to be able to prosper. But God has already positioned something to stop it. Oh, don't you love him? Won't you give him praise for that tonight? Hallelujah. Glory. Before you ever get there, God, who's rich in mercy, has already positioned something to protect you, to keep you, to hide you. Picture it now. When Judah came toward the watchtower in the wilderness, Brother Joe, they looked, they climbed up step by step. dust in the air. The hearts are beating. They're expecting a fight. They're bracing for impact. They're ready for resistance. Church, they're human. They're coming up to the battle. Amen. They're coming up to the watchtower to see what's going on in the battle. You could feel the question was in the air. Is it still out there? Are they coming in? Do we still have to fight this? And the Bible says they looked out. They looked into the multitude. Hallelujah. What did they expect to see? Lines of soldiers, weapons raised. That's what the voices were telling them. But hold on. They looked across. They looked into the multitude. And they seen dead bodies falling to the earth. And not a one of them escaped. Could you imagine the moment their enemy was dead? Hallelujah. What a revival. What the voices were declaring, trying to stop them and turn them back, was the very opposite. Once they looked through God's word, they was already celebrating before their arrival. And now they're seeing what they was talking about and singing about. Now they're seeing it with their natural eyes. And when Jehoshaphat and the people came and took away the spoil of them, they found among them abundance, both riches and dead bodies, precious jewels, strip off of themselves, more than they could carry away. And they were 3 days gathering of the spoil. It was so much. Now you know why hell was trying to prevent them. And the fourth day they assembled themselves in the valley. Brother, amen, the place of the battle became the place of their blessing. And I say that's the way it is tonight. Your greatest battle, those scarecrows, is only trying to block you from something the Lord's got in store for you. If you're fighting a great battle, just keep pressing on. Only think of this. Oh, it's going to be great tomorrow. He's only trying to block you. When you come to the church, you have a great battle. Just keep pressing on, because God's wanting to show you something that's going to advance you, make you stronger. The place of battle became the place of their blessing. What came to break them is now blessing them. What came to end them is now increasing them. What the enemy meant for evil, God has now turned it to good. Amen. The enemy, oh, if we could look through the watchtower of the message, we could see them say the same thing. Our enemy is dead. That's my mountain. I own it. That's my land. I own it. That's mine. That's mine. Brother Brown said it's a melody of the heart. It's real, church. He says it's real. It's soldiers. And 20 and 26. Greater is he that is in me than the he that's in the world. Amen. We find David's attitude, his language, begin to change. Samuel 17 and 34 says, and David said to Saul, thou servant kept the father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear and took a lamb out of the flock. Now after Saul already said what he said to him to discourage him, his response is, listen, Saul, the servant was keeping the father's sheep, and there came a lion. I took a lamb. It took a lamb from the flock, and I went after him, and I smote him and delivered him out of his mouth. And when he rose against me, I caught him with his beard. I smote him and slew him. Thou servant slew both the lion and the bear. And this, look at the king's language. And this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he has defiled the armies of the living God. And David said, moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hands of Philistines. He was celebrating the answer. He replayed the melody. He the lion defeated, bear defeated. He was willing to continue the melody. And this uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them. And Brother Brown says, well, this big Goliath walks out there this morning with this great big pounds after pounds of breastplate on, big shin guards on, everything, walked out there and said, you know, he's almost 10 foot tall. He had a head like a wash tub. I believe someone said he had 28 inches hands. Well, Darrell Ward said one time, you camp, he said he could slap you on one side and hit you on the other side of your head. 28-inch fingers, 14-inch fingers, 28-inch hands. He was a giant. Pounds and pounds of breastplates. Never lost a battle. Undefeated. Made his boast and said, I'll defile the armies of Israel. Brother, it happened to fall on the wrong ear that morning. There was a little fella standing out there, know where he was at. Do I have an amen? Amen. Do we have somebody here that know where they're at? They're standing. We see God. We still got Goliaths. But we still got Davids too. Amen. Brother Brown said, when hell produces a Goliath, God has already got a David. Amen. Hallelujah. He says he's got a David somewhere. The 43rd verse. Now you realize he heard the voices of his brother. He's heard the voices of the great leader Saul. And now he's beginning to hear the voice of the enemy. And the Philistine said unto David, am I a dog that thou comest to me with staves? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. And the Philistine said to David, come to me, I will give thee flesh unto the fowls of the air and to the beasts of the field. Then said David to the Philistine, thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the gods of the armies of Israel, who thou hast defiled. Church, Eli couldn't change him. Saul couldn't change him. The giant that never lost a battle could not change David. For David was elected. David was anointed. David was positionally placed. He was positioned as a king. David was on the inside looking out. Goliath was standing between him and God's promises. And the 46th verse, this day, could you imagine? Just focus, just for, I won't hold you long. David was looking, can you visual how tall Goliath was? 10 foot tall. Head like a wash tub. Can you imagine head being as big as this pulpit? Came out there talking to such a, knowing your natural ability, you wasn't a nobody. You didn't have great muscles. You didn't have much. Look upon his countenance, wasn't much. And you've been hearing all these negative reports. But thank God there was somebody like Joshua and Caleb said, hey, I don't care what y'all seen over there. For me and my house, I'm going to serve the Lord. We're more than able to take the land because God promised it. 46th verse says, looking at that giant, but listen to his language. This day, he's giving the giant his forecast. This day, this is your future. Will the Lord deliver? There was no doubt. There was no fear. Will deliver thee into my hand. I will smite thee and take thy head from thee. I will give the carcass of the host of listening this day to the fowls of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. And all the assembly should know that the Lord saveth not with a sword and a spear. For the battle is the Lord's. Sound familiar? He will give you into our hands. I'm walking in the light, giant, and you're in the pathway. And that means your destruction. Amen. It's just a matter of time. The battle is the Lord's. God looked down out of heaven, Brother Bram says, and said, David, you're a man after my own heart. Oh, glory. He says, you're the very man after my own heart. Little old David was dancer. And he went up there dancing in the spirit as hard as he could. Why? Listen, this is why he was excited. By faith, he was celebrating the answer. By faith, he saw the victory. He already seen the Goliath defeated by a supernatural eye. And David had a script bag he carried with him as a shepherd boy. Brother Rowan says, and they would carry that around. They would have honey. Those shepherds would carry that honey in that bag. That way when the sheep got hurt, got sick, they would go out there and find them with a limestone and they would put some honey on it. And the little sheep would come over there and begin to lick the honey. And they'd grab a hold of some of that limestone that their body was needing. Amen. And he said another thing that script was, it means money. Money was in there. What was it? Money is a purchase power. Hallelujah. Amen. There, a shepherd boy with a strip bag going down to the creek bank, picking up some five smooth stones, putting it in a strip bag as purchase power. He puts them down there in that strip bag so they get covered up all with honey. And not only that, Brother Brown said, but they endued with the power on high. Imagine, boy, if we could look into the unseen for a moment. We just see a shepherd boy and a Goliath. But if we could turn the camera and begin to see the supernatural God working out. This wasn't just ordinary stones, brother. These were predestinated stones that was laid there for a David to pick up. If he needed more, he had four brothers. He picked up five stones. David was willing to take out the whole family of giants. He put them down in a shepherd bag full of honey. Brother Bam says he took a little old sling in there. He was dancing. Here he comes, coming around. Oh, I could see Goliath say, oh, 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 oh. What was it? He had five stones. F-A-I-T-H. Wrapped around J-E-S-U-S. Here he comes, brother. Look out, Goliath. You ain't got no choice. Brother Brown said, you got to fall. Hallelujah. And he took that little sling. Brother Brown says, okay, he went out there dancing in the spirit. I just want to say it was a melody of God playing out. As he began to dance right up to the Goliath. Amen. Maybe just a slingshot distance away from him. He's excited. You imagine what they thought about him. He's lost his mind. He don't know what he's doing. He's nothing but a young person. What is he doing out here in the battle? Oh, church, if we could look at the supernatural side of it. There was angels encamped around David. There was more there for David than ever was for Goliath. Amen. Hallelujah. I say the same thing tonight, church. God is encamped around them that fear him. He's there right now interceding in your behalf. This is not, we've heard this story 1,000 times, but let me rehearse it one more time. David was fixing to do the impossible. He took one of those rocks out. And I could see honey dripping from the rock. He was just a hillbilly of a shepherd boy. Right. He put it in that little slang church. He's looking at a mighty Goliath. He says, "Oh God, you're my shepherd. Lord, you're leading me down to the valley. I'm here, Lord. I've been walking in your precepts. Lord, I'm ready to testify. I'm ready to have a testimony service. I'm ready to tell somebody how God delivered my greatest giant into my hands. Lord, I was in the melody. I was walking in your precepts. I was speaking your word, Lord. I don't even know what I was saying back there. It was such a heavenly language. But Lord, I can't defeat this. I can't walk without you holding my hand. Lord, you said it. Lord, you said it. And that finishes." And he said, when he took that five stones, F-A-I-T-H, around Jesus, J-E-S-U-S, and he let it go, and our prophet told us that the Holy Spirit came down, picked up that stone, and sped it up 1,000 miles per second, brother. I don't know about you, that's fast. Church, nobody in the land saw where it hit. But soon they seen the results where God placed the stone. And when that giant fell, church, he fell before David. And David ran down to the battle, church. He wasn't afraid of the moment. He knew he tapped into a principle. That's really why Brother Brown said he ran. But scripture says he ran to the battle. Brother Brown said he danced down there. Why? Because he was ready to show the world that with the God that anointed him, the God that was leading him, that giant's never lost a battle. He was bigger than anything they ever faced. Now, David's walking in the light. And the very thing that he spoke, he goes up and grabs the enemy's sword. And he cuts the enemy's head off. Whew, can we do that tonight? And then he grabs the hair of that giant and he lifts it up to the camp of God. Says, look, this is what y'all ran from. This is what you're afraid of. But this is a day that the Lord has made. Let's rejoice. Let's rejoice tonight. I'd say your mountain's not tall enough. Your valley's not deep enough. Your river's not wide enough. God can make this trial a blessing. David, Lord, lead me in your precepts. I'll show you of your wonderful works. Hallelujah. And Brother Bram goes on, do you love the Lord? Amen. I'll fix the clothes. I'm having a good time. And he said, the Holy Ghost got a hold of that old stone and picked it up and sped about 1,000 miles per second. And he struck that giant between the face and he fell forward. He says, hallelujah. Then he goes on, he says, each one of you tonight are a David. Say, I'm a David. He knowed where he was at. Every David sitting here tonight, you're positionally in Christ. God has confirmed it, election, calling, anointing, and placing. He elected you, he called you, he elected you, and he called you. Says it twice. Then anointed you with the Holy Spirit, and now he's placed you in the body of Christ. Each one of you is David's. Where's the Goliath? He says, who is this Goliath? Brother Brown said, this cancer that's eating you up, that tumor that's hanging on you, those cataracts on your eyes, that crippled arm, everything looks as it says. It can't be done. The devil says you might as well quit. Voices of doubt. Before you ever face your Goliath, voices that you can never get over it. You'll never win. You might as well quit believing. Goliath's a bragging. Goliath says, see, you were here last night and didn't get healed. You was here at the other meetings and you didn't get healed. You was here this morning and the Lord didn't move for you. That's what the devil tells you. Who is this uncircumcised devil? Can we have a David tonight? Who is this uncircumcised devil? Who is this devil that has no relationship with God at all? Who is this devil that stands with nothing but defeated thing behind him? His master was defeated at Calvary. He's not speaking of a David in history. He's talking to you, Davids. His master, that demon that's tormenting, his master was defeated at Calvary by our Lord and our conqueror. Amen. He says, hallelujah. He's only a bluff. He's only a bluff. We won't believe him anymore. Can I have a David? How many can, it's not going to believe a devil's lie any longer. He said, we're not believing him anymore. Down with him. Jesus Christ, rob Satan of everything he had. Spoil principalities and powers and dominions. And his dominion reigns over heavens and earth. And we're a subject of his dominion. Hallelujah. He said, my, that puts him where he belongs. The devil down there and Christ the victor. You Davids. He says, you Davids, you called, elected, anointed, positioned in the body of Jesus Christ, a baptism of the Holy Ghost. Goliath, you're defeated. He says, amen. And he's defeated tonight, he says. David, overcome by the word of his testimony. Your testimony is the melody of God. It's already done. The battle is over and the victory has been won. Amen. Listen, Goliath couldn't stop David. Saul couldn't stop David. His eldest brother couldn't stop David. The javelin couldn't stop him. The cave couldn't stop him. But it couldn't stop David's malady. He says in Psalms 59, but I will sing of his power. Yea, I will sing aloud of thy mercy in the morning. For thou hast been my defense and refuge in a day of my trouble. Unto thee, O my strength, will I sing, for God is my defense and the God of my mercy. When he was in the cave, he sung this song, my heart is fixed, O God, my heart is fixed. I will sing and I will give praise. In the wilderness of Judea, ain't been no resources, no comfort, dry and waiting season. He says, O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsted for thee. My flesh longed for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. At Ziklag, David reached at the lowest moments. His city was burned. His family taken. Every man turned against him. In the middle of the total loss and pressure, David did not collapse. Instead, he encouraged himself in the Lord. Hallelujah. He encouraged himself. He was seeking God's direction before acting. He was strengthened inward and guided by God's voice. And David inquired of the Lord. In Ziklag, Samuel 31, in the 8th verse, David inquired unto the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? He's asking the Lord. And the Lord answered him, said, pursue. For thou shalt overtake them without fail and recover all. Amen. Pursue means refuse to let my situation have the last word. I'm getting up when I could stay down. Are you hearing me, somebody? I'm getting up when I could stay down. Pursue means I feel the pressure, but I'm still going to move. I'm tired, but I'm still moving because God said, I will recover all. He encouraged himself with a melody. He sought God for direction. He pursued action. He put it to action. Means I've locked in on what God said and not stopping until I see it. Can we have some Davids tonight? He pursued. He encouraged himself. He let out a melody. He sought God for direction, precept. He pursued action. He put it to action. Amen. He locked into God's, what God's divine instruction. And I'm stopping till I see it. David was anointed to the throne. Samuel, the 16th chapter and the 13th verse. And nothing he went through could stop the melody that carried him there. Hallelujah. He went through a lot, church. Come on, you Davids. We've been through a lot. We suffered a lot. We've been through, but all things work to good to them are called. How many's called here? How many's a little? How many's been called? He said, you've been called, you've been elected, you've been anointed, and you've been positioned. And you've been positioned in Christ Jesus. Let me echo it one more time in closing. Everything all hell has, every giant he can throw at you, every pressure he can apply is under your feet. He's defeated tonight. I say go ahead, dance on the enemy tonight. Your enemy is defeated. Your enemy is already conquered. Oh, hallelujah. I'm not waiting on it tonight. I am more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. You Davids, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. He's a lamp unto your feet. He's a light unto your path. Can we have a David say, Lord, let me never err from your precepts. Never let me err from your symphony, Lord, as it's playing, Lord. Never let me miss the beat that you have prepared for me, Lord. Let me walk in your statutes. Let me walk in your precepts. So I can declare unto the world that God's not dead. He's alive. Lord, you're my healer. You're my deliverer. You're my savior. You're an ever-present help in a time of trouble. Lord, you never will forsake me. You're never late. You're always on time. You're a lily of the valley. You're the bright and morning star. You're the fairest of 10,000. You're everything to me tonight, Lord God. I can't walk without your precepts tonight, Lord God. Lord, help me. I don't want to err from your precepts. I will walk in thy liberty. I will seek thy precepts. Oh, the giants of life has laid a snare for me, Lord. Yet I don't want to err from your precepts. Oh, the melody is played out of your life. The precepts are instruction and notes. The melody you live comes from the precepts that you're following. Not just from the lips, not just songs that you could sing up here, but the melody that's playing out of your life. It's coming from the inside. It's coming from the heart. It's echoing, God's a healer. God's a deliverer. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Amen. Let's praise him tonight, church. Let's worship the Lord, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Church, let's grab the head of Goliath tonight and lift it up and say, devil, you once ruled my home, but not today. You used to ruin my day, but not today. This is the day that the Lord has made. I'm lifting up the head of Goliath to declare to you, he can heal that cancer. He can heal that tumor. He can heal sugar diabetes. He can heal the jealous demons, hatred demons, funny feelings. Oh, church, don't let that jealous devil knock at your door anymore. Hold up the head of Goliath tonight. Since you once robbed me, you controlled me, but not today. bitterness is not going to hold me any longer. Can you sing it tonight? Can a melody play out of your heart? Saul might be telling you this. Your eldest brother may be telling you this. Amen. Your enemy, your Goliath may be telling you this. But it doesn't stop your melody.
Amen.
The pain can't stop the melody. Amen. The javelin can't stop the melody. Oh, you Davids.
Amen.
You're bound for a promised land. You Davids, you're headed home. You got a promise. And just like David, the melody led him through every trial, and it carried him all the way home.
Amen.
Because he followed the precepts, divine instruction given by Almighty God.
Amen.
And that's how we're going to escape death. That's how we're going to escape a body change. Hallelujah. The light's going to reveal it. And darkness can't be where the light is. Aren't you thankful for that? Hallelujah. Let's stand to our feet. Can we give the Lord a hand clap of praise one more time? And you know what happened? When David picked up the head of Goliath and showed everyone around him that it can be done, the whole camp of Israel drew strength and drawed their swords and run the enemy out of the land. I say he's the same God today. If we can draw courage, let me tell you, he's a God that healeth all thy diseases. He's healed me, and I know he can heal you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Let's talk about Jesus. The King of Kings is He, the Lord of Lords supreme through all eternity. The great I Am, the way, the truth, the life, the door. Let's talk about Jesus more and more. Let's talk about Jesus. Let all the world proclaim the power and majesty of such a wondrous name. The babe of Bethlehem, the bright and morning star. Let's sing his praises near and far. Let's talk about Jesus. The bread of life is
he,
the Savior of the world, the man of Galilee. The prophet, priest, and king, the mighty God is he. The well of living water free. Let's talk about Jesus. The Prince of Peace is he. The great physician too, down through all history. The lily pure and white, the rose of Sharon fair, the shepherd of such tender care.
God bless you.
Let's talk about Jesus, the rock of ages he, the lamb for sinners slain, that man of Calvary. The great Emmanuel, the word of God sublime. He is our bridegroom so divine. Let's talk about Jesus. The King of Kings is he. The Lord of Lords supreme. through all eternity. I am the way, the truth, the life, the door. Let's talk about Jesus more and more. Amen. Can we sing The Battle's Not Mine? It should be C. Said little David, Lord, it's thine, I'm in your favor. I've given it all to you, for I knew not what to do. And I'm so glad you let me see, oh, that you're really all that I need. For the battle's not mine, I give it to you. Lord, it's thine. Oh, the battle's not mine, said little David. Lord, it's thine, I'm in your favor. I've given it all to you, for I knew not what to do. And I'm so glad you let me sing, oh, that you're really all that I need. For the battle's not mine, I give it to you. Lord, it's thine. Well, little David, oh, so small. Oh, Goliath, oh, so tall. Oh, the odds were just too high for little David. So he shook off all of his foes. With the power of God he was clothed. Oh, the battle's not mine, I give it to you. Lord, it's thine. Oh, the battle's not mine, said little David. Lord, it's thine, I'm in your favor. I've given it all to you, for I knew not what to do. And I'm so glad you let me see, oh, that you're really all that I need. For the battle's not mine, I give it to you. Lord, it's thine. Well, little David, unafraid, before the giant he stood that day. Oh, it seemed to be the end for little David. But like the lion and the bear that he slew, oh, Goliath would come down too. For the battle's not mine, I give it to you. Lord, it's thine. Oh, the battle's not mine, said little David. Lord, it's thine, I'm in your favor. I've given it all to you, for I knew not what to do. And I'm so glad you let me see, oh, that you're really all that I need. For the battle's not mine, I give it to you. Lord, it's thine. Now little David, he stood so tall. Oh, the giant stood so small. Sweet victory had reigned for little David. For he gave the battle to one with the record of getting things done. He said, the battle's not mine, I give it to you. Lord, it's thine. Oh, the battle's not mine, said little David. Lord, it's thine, I'm in your favor. I've given it all to you, for I knew not what to do. And I'm so glad you let me see, oh, that you're really all that I need. For the battle's not mine, I give it to you. Lord, it's thine. Now little David, he stood so tall. Oh, Goliath seemed so small. Sweet victory had reigned for little David. for he gave the battle to one. With the record of getting things done, he said, the battle's not mine, I give it to you. Lord, it's thine. Oh, the battle's not mine, said little David. Lord, it's thine, I'm in your favor. I've given it all to you. For I knew not what to do, and I'm so glad you let me see. Oh, that you're really all that I need. For the battle's not mine, I give it to you. Lord, it's thine. Oh, the battle's not mine, said little David. Lord, it's thine, I'm in your favor. I've given it all to you. For I knew not what to do, and I'm so glad you let me see. Oh, that you're really all that I need. For the battle's not mine, I give it to you. Lord, it's thine.
Victory is mine. I'm not sure what the key is.
Well, victory is mine. Victory is mine. Oh, victory today is mine. Oh, I told Satan to get thee behind. Oh, victory today is mine. Oh, when I rose this morning, I didn't have no doubt. I knew that the Lord would bring me out. So I got down on my knees. I said, Lord, help me please. I got up singing, shouting victory. Oh, victory is mine. Oh, victory is mine. Oh, victory today is mine. Oh, I told Satan to get thee behind. Oh, victory today is mine. Oh, joy is mine. Oh, joy is mine. Oh, joy today it is mine. Oh, I told Satan to get thee behind. Oh, joy today is mine. Oh, healing is mine. Oh, healing is mine. Healing today it is mine. Oh, I told Satan to get thee behind. Oh, healing today is mine. Oh, victory is mine. Oh, victory is mine. Oh, victory today it is mine. Oh, I told Satan to get thee behind. Oh, victory today is mine. Oh, when I rose this morning, I didn't have no doubt. I knew that the Lord would bring me out. So I got down on my knees. I said, Lord, help me please. I got up singing, shouting victory. Oh, victory is mine. Victory is mine. Oh, victory today it is mine. Oh, I told Satan to get thee behind. Oh, victory today is mine. Oh, victory is mine. Oh, victory is mine. Oh, victory today it is mine. Oh, I told Satan to get thee behind. Oh, victory today is mine. Amen. Did y'all enjoy that? Brother Richard, would you come dismiss us in prayer?
Let us pray. Gracious and most heavenly Father, Lord, I just can't say thank you enough, Lord, for coming amongst us today, for sending our brother, Lord, for you know exactly what we needed, Lord Jesus. Lord, thank you, Father. Thank you for your mercies and grace, Lord, and thank you for making a way out for us when there seems to be no way. Lord, thank you, Lord Jesus. May you bless our brother as he goes. Give him strength, Lord. As your people, Lord, prepare to leave this house, Lord, may the same Spirit of God that moved among each child today, Lord, may it go with us. May we never, Lord, lose contact with you, lose fellowship with you, Lord, but keep holding on to us, Lord, for we need you more than ever, Lord. How we love you, Lord. Thank you for your promises. Thank you for reminding us, Lord, that it's not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit, said the Lord. Father, Lord, we just want to thank you once more in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.